With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin.
I-S-B-C!
I-S-B-C!
Ironshaw!
I
like that.
Ironshaw Volleyball Club continues to make noise in the men's indoor league, and after another gritty win at the ARC, Captain Jasper Barroso says the team's success comes down to resilience, chemistry, and a club culture built from the ground up.
So far, we only took one loss, which was tough, but everyone wasn't on. People have work, but other than that, we regrouped, worked together, fight as hard as we can. We knew what we needed to work on. We have a group chat that we lay out everything that we need to. We just keep trying. You can't give up.
Barroso says even that loss became fuel for the group, who regrouped quickly and doubled down on their preparation. He says Ironshore's identity runs deeper than the scoreboard because the club itself was built from scratch. What started as four friends wanting more opportunities for local players has grown into a full youth and senior program, completed with tryouts, community events, and a growing presence in Cayman volleyball.
It's me, Eric Wilson, Chloe Gaitos, and Deadra Tulla. We came together, we started as Adventure Time, but we came together and decided right now there's only a youth national training program and we needed our own club. So last year, National League, we hosted a tryout for our youth teams as well as our senior teams. So all in all, we had four teams, and every summer we'd have a get together. Every Christmas we'd have a get together. So the dynamic is definitely...
That chemistry showed again in their latest matchup against KSG, a team stacked with national level talent. Ironshaw held their nerve in a tense final set, edging out a 15-13 win. Barroso says the edge came from staying connected and refusing to fold under pressure.
What gave us the edge is our camaraderie, our togetherness, how we kept the energy going even though we were down some points. Just because you're down, you can't really just give up and give out the set. So the best feeling in the world is winning a game, and that's what we strive to do every game.
Ironshaw returns to the court this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the ARC, with matches running every hour. Barroso is encouraging fans to come out and support as the league heats up. In the weekend swimming action, athletes from the Sister Island Swim Club and the Brack Masters made waves at the Cayman Aquatics annual Butterfield 800-meter and 400-meter sea swim. 10 swimmers from SISC and 5 from the Brack Masters took to the open water, showing courage and teamwork from start to finish. Their strong performances paid off. The teams combined for 5 medals, a well-earned reward for the hours of training both in and out of the pool. Junior golf continues to shine across the island, with strong performances in both the Roulins Junior Golf Series and the Ritz-Carlton Junior Golf Series over the past week. Here's Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller with the details.
Last Sunday, 22 of K-Man's youngest golfers took part in round 2 of the Roulins Series, completing 3 holes in just under an hour at North Sound Golf Club. There were standout performances on the day, with special mention to Isabel Liddy Murphy, Finley Leach, Tristan Connolly, and William Goss for excellent performances. Now over in the round 3 of the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club Junior Golf Series, they teed off with another strong turnout across both divisions. In the competitive flight, they played over 18 holes, and Adam Stepanek took the top spot with 78, while Hunter Kasam and John Trout tied for second. In the development flight, they played over 9 holes. Harry Lawson led the way with 43, and Elias Drobik and Patty Hardy shared second place. A special highlight came from Tilly Lomas, who broke 90 for the first time, earning an impressive 88.
And Cayman's FEI Solidarity Riders step into a milestone weekend, and leading the charge is trailblazer Jessica McTaggart, the first Caymanian to compete at the CAC Games, Pan American Games, and Nations Cup. Jessica now turns her focus to Europe this summer, chasing the Grand Prix scores she needs to qualify for the 2027 Pan Am Games. Alongside is rider Caitlin Lastrina, 8 years into her riding journey and showing steady progression. Caitlin plans to continue competing both here at home and in the U.S. as she prepares for university, using the Federation Equestrian International Dressage World Challenge as another key step in building her consistency and confidence in the ring. That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.